You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The French policewoman yesterday. The suspect is supposedly located in a kosher grocery store in eastern Paris. French President Francois Hollande says his government is focused on keeping these tragedies from happening.
We have to make sure that there's even stronger prevention, that we prevent the repetition of the events that have just taken place.
This is USA Radio News.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, mourn and win.
Hey, Linda. Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness sessions.
Rewards for shopping. Happy Me Year.
It's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from bowling to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through January 24th. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See riteaid.com/youyear for details.
Comedian Bill Cosby has continued his tour dates after a string of cancellations that followed sexual assault allegations from some 15 women. USA's Russ Jones explains.
Protesters outside Bill Cosby's performance in London, Ontario shouted, "Shame on you," as fans entered the show. Meanwhile, inside the hall, a woman who got up from one of the front rows and walked past the stage was asked by Cosby where she was going. When she answered that she was going to the lobby to grab a drink, Cosby responded, "You have to be careful about drinking around me." The remark was met with loud applause. I'm Russ Jones.
The FDNY has reportedly questioned at least 8 EMS workers or supervisors about leaking details of Joan Rivers' 911 records to the media. The Daily News reports the workers are from 2 separate EMS divisions. Sources say the FDNY has been tracking down suspects by looking at the electronic records of EMS personnel who logged in to check Rivers' records. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
The cost of employer health insurance is rising at a slower rate in 31 states since 2010. This according to the new Commonwealth Fund report. But Kathy Schoen, one of the report's authors, says most American families are paying more in premiums.
We also find that incomes, median incomes or middle class incomes in states grew much more slowly than premiums did throughout the whole time period. So there continues to be a concern about how affordable health care is.
Schoen says costs are particularly high in southern and south central states where incomes fall the furthest below the national median. The report recommends tackling the rising costs of medical care as the best route to make sure insurance doesn't break the family budget. Schoen says rising health care costs must be addressed before any talk of insurance reform.
Any increase in health insurance is the cost of health care. How much do hospitals charge? How often do we go? The cost of physicians, drugs. So what is driving health insurance costs is always health care costs.
President Obama is cheering the recovery of the housing sector. Speaking at Central High School in Phoenix, the president said the U.S. is on the comeback trail following the deep recession. JCPenney is planning to close another 40 stores this year. The company announced yesterday the closures will affect about 2,200 employees, or about 4% of its workforce nationwide. Company officials said most of the underperforming stores being targeted will close by early April. You can stay up to date by finding more headlines online at usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
And the weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area today starts with mostly sunny skies and a high near 32. Westerly winds between 11 and 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies with a low around 9, westerly winds around 8 miles per hour, and sunny skies Saturday with a high near 21, wind chill values as low as minus 2. Westerly winds between 9 and 14 miles per hour Saturday night, partly cloudy skies and a low around 6. Westerly winds will be around 6 miles per hour and become more calm after midnight. On Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 32, calm winds becoming southwesterly between 5 and 9 miles per hour in the morning. Sunday night, a slight chance of snow and freezing rain after 1 a.m. Cloudy with a low around 26 and the chance of precipitation is 20%. Start your work week on Monday with a chance of snow, freezing rain, all before 1 p.m., then a chance of rain and snow. Cloudy skies with a high near 37 and the chance of precipitation is 50%.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey. The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Didn't find the water. And you are listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon County's Helpline radio show here every Friday morning at 10 o'clock on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet radio station. I am Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline and your host of the show. And with me today is Glenn Duncan. He is the Executive Director of Hunterdon Drug Awareness Program here in Hunterdon County. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning.
How are you? What's going on after this big winter? You are back in the saddle here with so many programs and services. Why don't we start with giving a general overview of the Hunterdon Drug Awareness Program, which does incredible work. Helpline's always referring to your programs and services. It's amazing.
Sure. Thank you. We provide outpatient and intensive outpatient treatment for people with substance use disorders and also co-occurring mental health disorders. So for those people who need less than inpatient, so they're not doing drugs that require that they're in imminent danger of relapse or hurting themselves, they can come on an outpatient basis to help deal with their drug alcohol problem.
And you have a variety of programs and services in terms of support groups. I mean, quite a huge list of help, and not just for the client.
Sure. Yeah, we provide help for parents. We also provide alternatives to, we provide linkages to 12-step, which are AA, NA meetings, Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, which is the most popular way of people getting kind of self-help. But we also provide alternatives to that. We hold every Tuesday night a smart recovery group. So it's kind of for those people who feel that AA or NA is really not for them. there's that alternative. So we actually provide that on site. We have support for family members who are going through issues with, you know, any family member who has a drug or alcohol problem. So we have family support. We also do prevention out in the schools. We're in all the Harnan County schools, high schools, middle schools, doing prevention education work. And we also serve as the Harnan County IDRC. So for people who get a DUI in Harnan County, they're mandated to come to a 12-hour program of education and screening, and we provide those services.
So as Harnan Helpline, where we get calls all the time, and unfortunately from people who have addiction problems, tell me what the process is. For instance, if they call us and say that they really do need medical care, they need to go into a detox program or whatever, do they then come out and go to the drug awareness programs? How does that all work for somebody who's right now in that place?
So if you were calling me saying, okay, I've got a family member, or I myself have a substance abuse problem, first thing we're going to look at is insurance. Do you have insurance? Don't you have insurance? Because if you have insurance, then I'm really going to be directing you to call your insurance company to find out who's in network. So let's just say scenario, I'm doing 5 to 10 bags of heroin a day. I need to be detoxed. Do you have insurance? Yes. I'm 25. I'm covered under my parents' Blue Cross Blue Shield plan. So go on the opposite side of that page. Look at the number. Call up who's in network. Because I could refer them to somebody that could be out of network, and it wouldn't be helpful to them. So you really have to go through their insurance. Now, if they don't have insurance, there's a variety of options. The state has monies for people without insurance. If they have a DUI, there's an initiative out there for people with a DUI to get funding for inpatient treatment. So there's alternatives for people who don't have insurance, Medicaid, et cetera. So that's what we're going to look at next, if they don't have insurance. Okay, if you don't have insurance. And also, Harnan County has a program where they give, they have about $40,000 set aside for detox and inpatient treatment. So if a client doesn't have any of those other resources, there's no state beds open, they don't have a DUI, they don't have insurance, so county is kind of this program of last resort where there's no other monies to pay for it. Every year they put aside $40,000 to pay for Harnan County residents who have never been in treatment before in the past year and a half, who lived in Harnan County for the past 6 months, and who are unemployed for the past 30 days and, of course, don't have any insurance and meet the criteria for that level of care, then the county will pay for that treatment as a once-in-a-lifetime gift. So they won't do it twice.
So now your programs, so say no one has insurance. Somebody's coming into your program. They don't have to pay either. I mean, no. They're free because...
Yes. I'm sorry. I cut you off.
That's okay.
Our mission statement is to not turn anybody away despite an inability to pay. So we have grants from the county, from the state. We also do fundraising. We get foundation monies from, for example, the Large Foundation, the Merck Foundation, to ensure that if someone is coming for treatment, they don't get turned away. Because there are programs out there that only accept insurance, you know, et cetera. So that's kind of been our mission statement from the beginning, is to make sure that any Harnan County resident who needs help will get help.
So if Helpline or a friend or family member say it's time for this person to get help, should we refer them to you? Because you're going to be the experts into determining whether or not that insurance that they have pays, doesn't pay, etc. Or, you know, should they be just trying to do this on their own?
No, I think they definitely should call us up, or, you know, anyone that they feel is an expert. Because basically what that expert will do is help the family not only guide them to the payer, but also to the proper level of care. You know, for example, I just had a mother recently came to me. Her adult son was smoking, and she felt he needed inpatient. Well, when we did the assessment, you know, the son really did not need inpatient. And that was just in her mind, I got to send this kid away. And it's, well, that's not what he really needs. That's not the proper level of care. And then when we explained everything to her, like, here's what's going on, here's the level of use, here's what we're seeing, and this is the proper level of care based on these, you know, scientific criteria, she was able to say, okay. And that knowledge was power and helped alleviate anxiety, and at least her son
was
in a direction of getting help.
Right, absolutely. We're going to take a break, Glenn, and be back, because I want to talk about some of these very specific programs and how to navigate it all, because I think that's something that confuses us all. So we'll be right back after these sponsor statements.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
For too long in America, we've been putting off funding infrastructure, saying we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But on August 1st, 2007, hundreds of vehicles tried crossing the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and disaster struck. The I-35 bridge collapsed. 13 people were killed, 145 were injured, and traffic was obstructed for over a year. It didn't have to happen. Years before, inspectors had rated the bridge structurally deficient, but they were ignored. In New Jersey, we have 479 bridges carrying 8.2 million vehicles a day that are rated worse, and we can't afford to ignore that. As of June 30th, the state's Transportation Trust Fund will be empty. We need to replenish it so that our roads and bridges can be fixed and future problems prevented. And we can. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com to find out how. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
And you're back with Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show. I'm Susan Lax. I've got Glenn Duncan here with me today from the Hunterdon Drug Awareness Program. We're talking about a lot of his different programs, and I do want to give you the phone number for there. That is 908-788-1900. So if you have any further questions, know of somebody who's in need, please give them a call. You can also go to their website at www.hd as in dog, A, P as in Paul, .org, hdap.org, and you will see a plethora of information regarding their programs and services. And just absolutely incredible adolescent outpatient treatment services, different courses, abstinence, early recovery, early discovery, relapse prevention, a gender group, intoxicated drivers resource program, so many different opportunities. And unfortunately, you know, this kind of thing is prevalent. It's prevalent here in Hunterdon County. Let's get real, people. We're like every other place. Glenn, we were talking about the different programs you have and how to get into yours, and you know which programs are for those who have insurance, who don't have insurance. There's a huge thing amongst the criticism, if you will, of nonprofits that we duplicate services, and I think we need to clarify that, because I know, as the referring agency in Hunterdon County as the helpline, First Assist. People call in, and we have to discern, okay, which program should we refer you to? Which program should you be linked to for your particular situation, your particular need? And we do. We have 1,500 programs and services on our database, and how do we discern? Mm-hmm. We know they're different. I don't think the public understands that difference and what makes, for instance, your particular agency different than another agency in the county that also offers addiction counseling, also offers the kind of services that you provide, but perhaps in a different way.
Right. Well, you know, I think there's several ways to answer that. I mean, first is that I think we do the best services, period.
Absolutely.
So that would just be my
every Friday I've got another there you
talk
go.
On that. I mean, all our clinicians are duly licensed, and so to handle both mental health and substance use disorders. And really, in terms of duplication of services, it's funny because I've worked in a lot of different counties throughout my career. I've worked in Essex County, Middlesex, Mercer County. And it really wasn't until I came into Hunterdon County that the whole duplication of services became as pronounced. For example, when I first started at Hunterdon Drug Awareness in 2003, we opened up an intensive outpatient. So for those people who can't stay sober on once, twice a week, intensive outpatient is three times a week, 3 to 5 times a week, depending on the client needs, 3 hours a day to help give them more structure to help maintain sobriety. And I would have people coming to me saying, well, this place already provides that. That would be a duplication of services. And I'm like, well, you know, I think we have enough people to go around. We're not really going to be duplicating services. There's basically what the stats show is that anywhere between 20 to 30% of the people who need treatment get treatment. So there's a definite need for services. I think you could open up a couple other places in Hunterdon County and they could still provide services and stay as a thriving business. Unfortunately, our business is not going to dissipate anytime soon. So if, for example, if you have the hospital, a Hunterdon Medical Center, doing an IOP, an intensive outpatient program, well, some people might not want to go to the hospital. They may see that as, well, I don't want to go there. And so they want to go to some private place, such as a Hunterdon Drug Awareness Program. And then if you have places like the hospital and Hunterdon Drug Awareness Program, then some other people may say, well, you know what? I don't want to sit in a waiting room where other people can see me. I want to go in to see a person privately. So I think there should be a plethora of options for people depending on what their needs are, what they want for themselves. So I have not found in the 12 years that I've been working here in Hunterdon County that we have been duplicating services, that we're running out of people to serve. It just has not been my finding.
And I totally agree with you again, because as the first call for help, we are discerning between those programs. But to play the devil's advocate, what about particularly in this era of shared services being so such a prominent goal, particularly here in New Jersey with school systems, with police forces, et cetera, one might say, okay, they're different programs, but why not consolidate them under one umbrella organization? Would that not be more efficient?
Well, because then that one umbrella organization is going to be doing something that one way. And if you as a client, so let's say, for example, you went to Hunterdon Drug Awareness Program and you really didn't take well to the program. Well, now you've got the option of going to the hospital, and where it's a different program, run totally differently, and not connected under the same umbrella. So you have the opportunity to say, you know what, there's a different option for me out there. So I have a chance that maybe, well, you know, that wasn't quite the right fit for me, but this might be. So I think once you start consolidating things, you have, that's it. This is what you get. And, oh, well, you go to Hunterdon Drug, well, we're just part of the hospital. And you go to this other one, well, they're also just part of the hospital. So you're going to get the same type of modality, the same programming. And if it didn't work in Flemington, is it going to work in Clinton at the same place under the same umbrella? So I think the different modalities, the different organizations bring different things to the table. When I came into Hunterdon Drug Awareness Program, my goal was to bring in the best of the best. I feel that, and I told my board that. I said, listen, we're going to be needing to increase our budget. And we have. When I came in, our budget was $550,000. Now it's over $800,000. 70% of our budget goes to staff because I firmly believe that you have to have good, qualified people to serve your clients. If you don't have those best and brightest people, you're not servicing the needs of this county. And so they agreed with that, and we worked to increase the budget, and we got really, really good licensed people, and I think we just have a great crew of people that are there to help others and do an awesome job of it.
So I think one of the things, too, about even if the programs are different under that one umbrella, I think what you're also saying is that there's a culture that's different in these various organizations that might be a better fit for a particular client.
Most definitely. I mean, and not to speak of other programs, I mean, I can only speak of ours. If we have a client who's struggling, we're not just saying, okay, well, you're done. We're going to continue to work with that client. So let's say, for example, we have a client who definitely needs inpatient, but the inpatient place is not opening up until 3 weeks. There's no bed open because it's the winter. Everyone, you know, you want to get an inpatient bed, try summer.
Right.
Because everyone's out, it's warm, it's nice, so they don't want to be missing the summer kind of thing. So it's easier to get an inpatient bed than it is in 16-degree weather with snow. Much harder to get an inpatient bed. So there may be another program out there who would say, hey, you keep getting positive urines, we're discharging you. And now that person's getting no services. They're continuing to use, they're getting no services. So we'll keep the client engaged in services, ensuring that they get to that next level of care. We'll follow up with the clients after they're done treatment, making sure, you know, we'll call them up. How's everything going? Do you need any services? So we provide for our alumni, for those graduates, if something happens, you know, we bring them in right away and help them out with whatever their needs may be. So, you know, I think we do try to make sure that we put those clients first and make sure they get the help they need.
And that brings me to your relapse prevention program, because we know this is not a, you know, go to a program for 10, 16, 25 weeks, what have you. You need help. You need to get into a place where not only is there that immediate assistance, but that longevity that provides you with assistance whenever you need it. So tell me a little bit about the relapse prevention program, because I think that people who, and it's very rare now to say that somebody does not have a family, a friend, or what have you in their own family struggling with this. I mean, I've never come across that person. But for the person that feels that, oh, this isn't in my neck of the woods for some reason, they are concerned about, okay, we're pouring all this money into a person who has this problem and they'll never recover.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about that, because I think that's important. It's great to get that immediate assistance, you know, to get that person clean, et cetera, but how do we change their lives, really impact it for the future?
Well, with relapse prevention, I think part of it is a mindset. It's a lot of times people come into our office thinking that they're coming into a doctor's office. So, for example, just 2 weeks ago, I was sick. So I went to the doctor. She gave me Levaquin for 7 days, and now I feel much better. And so they come with that perception. Someone's going to come. They're going to give me an anti-craving pill, and 7 days later, I'm going to be fine and go on with my life. And that's not the way it works. So you have to kind of teach people, okay, it's a different thing here. I don't have the magic pill to take your alcoholism away. This is not how we're going to work it. And with the relapse prevention, what you focus really on is if you take a look at a person. So if I was taking a look at you, I would now get your extensive history. So let's say I found out something about you, that you had 5 years clean. You've been struggling with addiction for a long time, and then you pulled 5 years clean, and you just recently relapsed. And so what I'm going to do as a counselor is I'm going to work with you. Is okay, let's recreate what happened 5 years ago that you're struggling with now. What's not going on now that was happening then? And let's see if we can correct some of those things that are now leading you to go back to using. Whereas before, I mean, so for example, you would say to me, well, I was going to AA every day and I would talk to my sponsor every other day. And the last time I was at a meeting was, 12 weeks ago. And I was high during that meeting. And so then it'll be kind of, okay, well, there's one thing that we need to do. We need to get you back into some sober recovery support. So really what you're doing with relapse prevention is you're looking at high-risk situations, triggers. Are they going through physical things, cravings, withdrawal? So sometimes that physical intolerance is what causes people to relapse. They can't handle either the emotional anxiety of the withdrawal or the first couple months off a drug or the actual physiological problem. So we'll work with, we have an APN who can prescribe medications. So we'll work with that APN to say, you know, is there something that we can give you to help for the immediate, to help with that anxiety, for the an anti-craving drug kind of thing. And then other times people will relapse because other aspects of their life aren't stable. So, for example, you have someone with a co-occurring issue. They've got a depression. They just got divorced and not handling it well, et cetera, and that's why they relapse. And so you try to just deal with the alcoholism without dealing with the mental health issues, then you're not really helping the client completely. So we'll take a holistic approach and work with both the mental health issues, the substance abuse issues, anything else going on with the client to try to work with that relapse.
And when we come back, I'm going to ask you what are the outcomes and measurements of these programs? How successful? And two, what are the rewards? Because I imagine, and I know, you know, working with Helpline, there are many rewards, but it's very frustrating as well. So we'll be right back to talk to Glenn after these messages.
You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Taylor. Police are putting a small town north of Paris on lockdown as a hostage situation unfolds. The suspects in the massacre at satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo have reportedly taken hostage at a print facility in a town of about 8,000. Police have blocked all entries to the town and locked down nearby schools in order to limit the scale of any siege. Meanwhile, another hostage situation is taking place in eastern Paris, where the suspect in the recent killing of a policewoman is holed up in a kosher grocery store. This is a story that we will follow very closely and keep you updated as events unfold. December's unemployment report shows 252,000 jobs were created for the month. The Bureau of Labor Statistics also said today the unemployment rate declined to 5.6%. Both figures were better than economists had expected. U.S. Supreme Court justices will be meeting in private today to consider whether same-sex marriages must be allowed. The justices will discuss petitions from five states where lower court judges have upheld laws banning same-sex marriages. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of having more month left over at the end of the money? Then you might want to consider a home-based business. On average, a home business household earns nearly twice as much money, and you don't have to fight traffic. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Building a home business could help you get out of debt, improve your lifestyle. Why, you might even be able to save some money for a change. For information, go to 3stepusa.com or call 800-480-2020. There are thousands of people all over the nation using the 3-step plan to make money from home. Some are working for just a few extra dollars each month so they don't have to worry about money all the time. Others are building huge businesses that earn thousands upon thousands of dollars and are getting their share of the American dream. To find out how you could make more money working from home, go to 3stepusa.com or call 800-480-2102. That's 800-480-2102.
And the weather forecast, again, mostly sunny today with a high near 32 degrees, westerly winds between 11 and 15 miles per hour. The gusts will be as high as 25 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 9 degrees and westerly winds around 8 miles per hour. On Saturday, we will have sunny skies and a high near 21. The wind chill values as low as minus 2 degrees. Westerly winds will be between 9 and 14 miles per hour. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 6. And westerly winds around 6 miles per hour will become calm after midnight. Sunday, partly sunny skies and a high near 32 degrees. Calm winds becoming southwesterly between 5 and 9 miles per hour in the morning. Sunday evening, a slight chance of snow and freezing rain after 1 a.m. Cloudy skies with a low around 26 and the chance of precipitation is 20%. On Monday, another chance of snow and freezing rain before 1 p.m., then a chance of rain and snow afterwards. Cloudy with a high near 37 and the chance of precipitation is 50%. Monday evening, it's chance of snow, freezing rain, and sleet, mostly cloudy with a low around 21 and the chance of precipitation is 21%. And you're back with Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline. Your first call for help. We will refer you and link you and provide you with our own programs and services just by calling 1-800-272-4630. You can receive help with basic human needs, emergency shelter, food, support for seniors and persons with disabilities, children, youth, and families, physical and mental health resources, employment resources. We are your community information for any need, any challenge you are facing. We offer compassionate listening, suicide prevention. We are the link after hours, and we become social services on the phone for both Hunterdon and Somerset counties, and we can provide you with assistance after their offices close. It's one of the reasons why I'm sitting here talking to Glenn Duncan of Hunterdon Drug Awareness Program, who has been talking about his various programs and services. As the helpline for the county, we have a database of 1,500 programs and services, Hunterdon Drug Awareness Program being one of them, so that we can know what your situation is when you call in and refer you to the appropriate program or service. Again, our number is 1-800-272-4630, or you can call the local number at 908-782-4357. That's 782-4357. Visit us on the internet at www.helplinehc.org. So, Glenn, we were talking about your various programs and services and really how do we discern what makes a difference it's not that than other programs. You do an awful lot of work. I mean, I just getting you to schedule a radio appearance is difficult, and I know from our clients the outcomes that you achieve. But again, this can be very frustrating for both the client, the family, and I'm sure your staff when we do see people relapsing. What are some of the stats, if you will, of how successful the program is? And can, you know, do we hit a wall in terms of success when somebody has an addiction?
Well, hit a wall in what way?
We've got this sort of... a category or a mantra, I don't know how to put it, but you know, the phrase that once an addict, a recovering addict, that right. That there is no cure for something like this.
Sure. I mean, think of it along from a medical model perspective, think of it along the same lines as diabetes. So diabetes actually has a higher relapse rate than addiction treatment, and it is a lifelong. You're always going to be diabetic. It will be rare that you just spontaneously remiss, and now you don't need either, you know, the type 1 or the type 2 medications. And so that's the way that we try to get people to kind of understand what's going on in terms of their substance use. There's no miracle cure. You have to stay abstinent. And sometimes people will forget that. They'll have 2 years clean under their belt and say, well, I can just moderately drink at Christmas. And then that just then steams them off into a nice rolling relapse, and we find them and meet up with them in March when they're finally done and their wife kicked them out. In terms of success and monitoring success, will also depend on, well, how do you measure that success? So if you define it very, very strictly, so if you look at some outcomes measures and they're very strict of, okay, success is that person did not pick up a substance for 2 straight years, that's how you define success, you'll get lower rates of success. You define it in 1 year clean, then you'll have higher levels of success, and then 6 months you have higher. So it really will depend. You have to really kind of be a conscientious researcher, readers say, well, how are they defining success? What are they saying? And what's their viewpoint? So, for example, there's a movement in our field that abstinence-based is a farce. Then people can moderately drink. It's called a moderation management movement, where they will define success as I'm not drinking problematically. There are no problems happening in my life anymore. So really, success, it's, I wish it could be an easy, oh, it's a 30%, it's 15, it's 35, it's 98. But unfortunately, it really, really depends on who you're looking at and how you define it. How we define it is that the person, we're an abstinence-based model. So if the person has that disease, if they're just abusing alcohol, then we're not abstinence-based. We're not here to say no one can ever drink ever. And if you're just abusing it and you've solved those abuse problems and you can now use moderately without causing any problems in your life, then we're going to work with you in that direction. Many of the people who come in, they can't do that. And that's a dangerous thing to do, to kind of dangle that carrot in their face of, well, I can just do, smoke pot and not do anything else, etc. So they need to maintain abstinence from everything, because once they go back, they can't find that moderation. There's no governor. And so they will relapse. So with those majority of people, we work from an abstinence-based model. And from that model, you're looking at, you know, continued abstinence and then continued productivity. Are there any recurrences of legal problems? Are there any social and interpersonal problems, arguments with the wife, the impending divorce? How's the job doing? So you're really looking at a whole lot of things going on with the person. Are they maintaining their bills on a monthly basis instead of spending it on drinking and gambling? You know, so you're looking at a lot of different things in a person's life, not just their drinking. And we're working with all those things in their life, not just their drinking, to make sure that those things maintain. And so someone can, you know, this is the trickiness of research. You can have, I can show you the research of, oh, 40% people didn't use for a full year. Well, they were crazy drunks, and they continued to have severe anger problems, severe mental health problems. Their wife divorced them because they were at least cullified a little bit when they were drinking and tame, and now that they're totally dry, they're control freaks and insane. I had to leave them, and so their problems increase. So while you look at the research thing, well, he's been clean for a year, but the rest of his life is just a catastrophe if you look at it. So you really have to kind of treat the person holistically and make sure that problems in all areas of their lives are reducing, and that's what we're looking at in terms of outcomes.
And so that leads me to co-occurring, because we know at Helpline, you know, we shelter the homeless, and when we do the research for outcomes and measurements and so forth, and even just how we look at the reports that we have generated by the calls, many of our homeless do suffer from mental illness. And that really is a problem, because when you look at homeless prevention, you're saying to yourself, okay, I'm going to prevent homelessness. I'm going to give the guy a job. I'm going to do, get him, food and shelter and all of those things, and he won't want to be homeless anymore. But the fact of the matter is, if he has mental health issues, he will want to be homeless again. And I say want to be, because many of our clients do make choices, you know, lifestyle choices, and we are not the judge of that. Mm-hmm. But that leads me to these co-occurring illnesses. Do you find the same thing with somebody who has an addiction 9 out of 10 times also has mental health issues, or a variety of different things, as you say, impact their lives even when they're not drinking, which again leads to either drinking or a life that is void of family.
Sure.
Cohorts, etc.
If you were to look at like the SAMHSA research, the national research, it'll say that, you know, from an addiction perspective, 40 to 60% of people have co-occurring problems. From an anecdotal perspective, I've yet to see someone come into my practice and tell me that, yes, I'm using 5 bags of heroin a day, but I've got a happy marriage. I get every game of my kids. I'm always there for them. The job is great. There's no fiscal worries, nothing. I mean, I've yet to encounter it. So it's rare, maybe not to the extent that it's a diagnosable mental illness, but in terms of co-occurring problems, 100% of our people have co-occurring. I mean, that's the nature of addiction. It causes problems in other areas of the life. a lot of our people have co-occurring mental health problems too, which is why, you know, we have our clinicians who are duly licensed. We have an APN who can prescribe medication, and we deal with the mental health issues also, because we firmly believe that if we're just going to treat the addiction, and there is there's a theory of how addiction occurs, and the theory is that it's a co-occurring theory. So mental health and addiction. So the first theory is mental health happens first. So the person becomes depressed, anxiety. To cope with their mental health problems, they start smoking pot to deal with their bipolar disorder. And then that's when they develop a substance abuse problem. And the other theory is that they have this kind of latent gene for mental health problem. They use a lot of drugs and it triggers that latent gene, and now they develop a mental health problem. And then another theory is that they have two coexisting problems and they just kind of grow side by side. They really don't, one doesn't cause another. You know, most believe that first theory, that if there's pre-existing mental health problems there, they're going to be more apt to use substances. So it's important that people in our field treat both, because if we're just going to treat the substance use, not even touch the co-occurring problem, we're not doing our job. So now you have a person whose only mechanism to cope with this raging depression was their alcohol and their marijuana use, and we're saying you can't do that anymore. And so now they're left totally raw with this raging depression, not knowing where to go and what to do. So you have to deal with both. You have to work with both if you're going to be successful with any client.
And that's when we hear terms like self-medicating and so forth. I want to give you the phone number again for Huntington Drug Awareness before we take a break, and that is 908-788-1900, 788-1900, or visit them on the web at www.hdap.org, hdap.org. Again, before we take the break, I don't know anyone who does not have someone in their family, in their circle of friends, at work, who does not have an issue like this that means a huge challenge, not only in the individual's life, in their family's lives, in their friends' lives. So please call 788-1900 for more information, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose, in that you're no longer thirsty, and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you could also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation and all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins
of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline, your host of the show. With us today, very informative hour, Glenn Duncan with Hunterdon Drug Awareness Program. And we've been talking about the programs and services that organization provides for people with addiction. And it is amazing how many programs and services are there. I can't think of anyone that you're missing, quite frankly, Glenn.
Incarcerated, we work with them and get them in treatment.
It is amazing. So once again, their number is 908-788-1900. Please, if you have any questions, whether you're, your loved one, a friend, might fit into one of these many, many, many programs, just give them a call and they'll be able to help you also with insurance issues. Before we go, Glenn, I want to talk about the partnership that has developed between a variety of the nonprofits in the community called Give Hunterdon. And it is basically a partnership of the nonprofits to come together to educate people in Hunterdon County about the work that all of us do and ask for support for that work. We know that people want to give locally to the programs that literally serve them. And we've been very good to get it up and going. We had it up and going by Giving Tuesday, which was wonderful. We have a website, givehunterdon.org, where you can view all the nonprofits who are partners and go to their specific needs, find out what their events are and so forth. One of the reasons that we all decided to do this, you touched upon it yourself earlier in the show, was the need to grow our budgets so that we can have the qualified people helping other people, doing the work here in the community. And so often people, donors, our grantors, feel that, okay, I'm going to give to the program. I will give to Hunterdon Prevention, Hunterdon Drug Awareness Program's relapse prevention group, because I believe in that. I have somebody in my family or whatever. But I want my $1,000 to go to the program. Mm-hmm. I don't want you paying the phone bill. I don't want you paying the staff member or what have you. That's your problem. I really want to support this relapse prevention program. So how do we change that attitude? Because we can't do it without the staffing. We can't do it without the telephones. We can't do it without the rent. How do we do that? Give Hunterdon is one of those vehicles to educate. But, you know, what would you say to a donor or even a grantor who says only 5% of the grant can go to personnel?
Right. I would basically say if you look at, because a lot of times people say, well, you know, you get these monies from the state and the county, and you get insurance and Medicaid. I would say, okay, let's just take a look at two of those. Let's take a look at the state of New Jersey. We have monies that we get from the state of New Jersey, basically 17 slots for outpatient, and what it breaks down to is $2,720 per slot per year. That's what that money breaks down to. So when you divide that out, even by, let's say, 150 days, if they're just coming 3 days a week or something like that, comes out to roughly, I think I just calculated out to about $14 an hour, maybe 17 at the most. I'm paying duly licensed clinicians $30 to $40 an hour. That's not paying the bill. Medicaid pays $23 for an individual session. So I'm now losing money on Medicaid if I have my $30 an hour clinician doing $23 an hour of work, because I still have to pay them $30 an hour. And that's not even counting the overhead. That's not even counting the clinical supervision that they get, the phones, the rent, the, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. So it doesn't count. And so that's what I just try to educate people on, is that what you're helping to do is you're helping support 70% of our budget is to pay for these qualified staff to provide these services. So you're, that's really where your money is going. It's 70% of my budget is to pay. And then my second biggest budget thing is rent. And, you know, that's really, those are the things that help keep this place open, that help pay. So sometimes you can't talk to grantors because that's it. I mean, when we broke those numbers down to the state of New Jersey saying, listen, bottom line is you're paying us $17 a day for a person, and we are charging, our charge for that is $125. And they're like, well, that's what you're going to get. If you want the grant, that's what you're going to, you know, so you just, you're left with, well, I've got to take these monies so I can keep my mission statement of serving anyone who walks through that door and not turning them away. And then I've got to figure out a way to raise funds elsewise. And that's really the nature of a nonprofit, is how do I continue to kind of make the budget to continue to do the work that needs to be done to service the people that need that service in this county. Otherwise, we're leaving a hole.
And to our audience, this is the Chamber Internet Radio Station, so to our audience who may be thinking about donating, again, keep that in mind. It's the individual donor who doesn't tie the donation to, say, I want books for my literacy program that Hunted and Helpline does, but says, you know what, I understand that beyond the books, that program cannot exist without that person who is qualified to teach it, without that person who has the background to understand the nuances and so forth of the program. The program itself is easy. We can buy the books, we can put up the classroom, but what we can't do, as you say, is that overhead, paying the person, the qualified individual, who's so very important to that program, paying the rent, to have that structure. You know, again, grantors, and I don't think the individual donor realizes this, how many times have you looked up a grant? No capital campaigns. Well, what's a capital campaign? That's your infrastructure. You're not giving your program out on the street, out on the sidewalk. You need a place. You need equipment. You need the same technology that a business does, that uses. And of course, one of the criticisms of nonprofits has been, run it like a business. Well, if you're going to ask me to do that, look at your overhead as a business person. Look at your personnel budget, and please consider providing us with the funding that would do the same thing for us. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested, you can go directly to Hunted and Drug Awareness Program's website, which is www.hdap.org, hdap.org, or go to givehunterdon.org, one word, givehunterdon, all one word, .org. You will see the partners. You can find out information about the work that they are doing in our community for you, for your family, for your friends, for your neighborhood. And then go from there, just click them on, and you will find out how you can support them monetarily, with material items that they might need. Go to their website. You can see what events that they are holding. We need you to support us to continue this good work. Glenn, you just do a fabulous job, I know, from our clients, and keep on trucking, and thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up next is Boomer's World.